Pink FM, and here's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
We get nice things. Always a little spicier after a holiday weekend of sorts. Why we can't have nice things starts us actually on the tail end in the aftermath of... So last week, speaking of YouTubers, Mr. Jake Paul had himself another fight. Yeah, and he won. This was against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Well, just days after that took place, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been detained by ICE and will be deported to Mexico, the Department of Homeland Security says. So, in addition to losing to YouTuber Jake Paul, which, by the way, this now might put Jake Paul in the actual ranked boxer rankings to give him a legitimate title fight or a fight against, you know, somebody that's not 15 years older at the very least than that, which Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is. Either way, he loses that fight and now will be deported for allegedly being associated with the Sinaloa cartel, which I'm not sure what they do, but I don't make jokes about biker gangs or cartels because I'm not.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yes.
So there's nothing worse than the weather being hot and everyone enjoying a dip in the pool. But you don't have one. So what is the solution? Well, just go ahead and help yourself. A man hopped into a stranger's pool. The owner was a little disturbed by this, promptly called the police, and he refused to get out for four long hours. He even splashed the officers, finally got out, and was transported for medical services. By the way, you have one guess as to where this all happened.
I hear it's beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, Florida. Dang. And he was butt naked at the time.
Well, so, I mean, as, you know, yeah. When in Rome.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to Little Texas. Seriously. This is just outside San Antonio area. And according to Little Police, which is fun to say, Roxanne B. Hernandez, 36 years old, walked out of an HEB there without paying. Nobody likes that. At least it's frowned upon. And it turns out she was trying to steal about $150 worth of HEB merchandise. Specifically, $150 worth of beef tongues.
Whoa! Not the tortillas?
Oh, and a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper Zero.
Oh, okay. Well, priorities.
She's been booked into the Itasca County Jail on theft charges for trying to steal. They're calling her the Beef Tongue Bandit.
Oh, dear.
So what are you in for?
Dum, 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 dum.
Well. It's Bridezilla, the hydration edition. A Texas bride going viral for all the wrong reasons after she planned the perfect wedding. It was blush, it was beige and white. Guests said it was the most visually stunning wedding they'd ever seen. Not to mention the most physically brutal. You see, she banned water bottles because they didn't fit the aesthetic, KB.
Mm.
All this in 102-degree heat in Texas. It was a 45-minute ceremony in the direct sun with no fans, wow. No shade. And the guests were served mint cucumber refreshers. Were like three little sips, like communique, like communion. The guests are now calling it the Thirst Games.
I don't know who the dude is, but...
good luck.
Trouble,
you're going to need it, bucko.
You better run. You better
dum,
go.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go back to Florida. So they just passed, and it just went into effect, a new super speeder law, where in Florida, driving over 100 miles an hour can land you in jail immediately for 30 days. And this particular gentleman found out. You see, the law went into effect at 12:01 a.m. last Tuesday. And this guy got caught doing 104 in a 70 at 12:03 a.m. last
Ooh.
Tuesday.
Good luck.
That means by a couple of minutes after this law just went into effect, officials confirmed this guy is the first person to get ticketed under the new law and go into jail. See, timing is everything. If he'd only driven a little faster.
Dum, 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 dum.
So do you still have a blankie or a little baby that you still sleep with as an adult? Well, Julio Cesar Bermejo feels that need for comfort. You see, he's got something he calls the spiritual girlfriend down in Brazil. Her name is Juanita, who was also once someone else's lady. That's because she's an 800-year-old mummy. Police caught him carrying her around in a backpack. It's not where she goes. He's now behind bars. They'd been cuddling for over a month.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
Okay. Well, that's an ender, as they call it. But we'll wind up in lovely, picturesque Colorado. A rodeo bull broke free of his handlers about midday, middle of last week. And as of press time, he has still not been found.
What?
Snowmass Village, Colorado Police Chief Brian Olson told the Aspen Times that the bull was being unloaded in preparation for the Snowmass Rodeo. And then the bull found a gap in the fencing and thought, yeah, this is my chance. And he took it. And he's still out there somewhere in the trees and the mountainous areas, and the town is...
No.
Yeah, I issued a warning to citizens. Hey, if you see the bull, just don't go to the bull. Keep pets away as well. So I bet he's out there living his best life, for crying out loud. I mean, what better place to retire? Right there in the middle of the mountains?
Oh, yeah.
Especially keeps you away from the beef tongue bandit.
Dum 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 dum